Welcome to Brain Junk. I'm Trace Kerr.
And I'm Amy Barton, and this is a brainstorm. So a team of researchers led by behavioral ecologist Dr. Alexandra Schnell of the University of Cambridge have conducted tests with cuttlefish, and they did a version of the marshmallow test. So you are probably familiar with the marshmallow test. It's the one where the researchers put a child in a room with a marshmallow and say, if you stay in here with your marshmallow for 15 minutes, it's your marshmallow, and we'll give you a second one, but you can't eat it until the 15 minutes is over. And so if the child is able to wait out that 15 minutes, it shows things about their ability to concentrate, delay gratification. It demonstrates cognitive abilities such as future planning. And so I'm not quite sure how they decided they wanted to do it with cuttlefish, but they did. So cuttlefish, if you are not imagining that, think of a squid. You can imagine that. It's got that sort of oval-shaped body or like squashed football. Shorten that up, make it kind of cute. Its tentacles are a lot shorter, and then put a skirt on it, and it's, you know, it's sort of a cute, ruffly, like tiny squid.
Yay!
That's kind of what a cuttlefish looks like. They're sometimes called cuttles, which brings me great delight. They're a marine mollusk, and so are squids, octopuses, nautilus.
Oh.
Okay, so we've talked about what the test is in the people version. We've talked about what a cuttlefish is. What they did with cuttlefish, because you can't tell a cuttlefish, we'll give you this marshmallow, 15 minutes, and it's yours plus another one. So how did they do that? Scientists showed that the cuttlefish can refrain from eating a meal of crab if they served it in the morning once the cuttlefish learned that they might get something better for dinner, which is like shrimp. But scientists weren't entirely sure that they were observing what they thought they were. And so they decided, let's double check this and make sure that it really is that they are delaying that gratification and choosing something else. So the second test, 6 cuttlefish were tested. They were placed in a special tank with 2 chambers that had transparent doors so the animals could see, like crab in one and shrimp in the other. And the snacks were put like that. And the doors had symbols on them that the cuttlefish was trained to recognize. So like a triangle and a square. The triangle meant that the door would open after a time of like 10 to 130 seconds. So relatively short, 10 seconds to 2 minutes. And the square meant the door would open right away. So in the test condition, they always had access to the prawn, but they had to wait for the live shrimp. And so if the cuttlefish went for the prawn, the shrimp was immediately removed from the tank. All of the cuttlefish in the test condition decided to wait for their preferred food. Those test condition cuttlefish were willing to tolerate that delay of 50 to 130 seconds. That is comparable to what they found in vertebrates such as chimpanzees, crows, and parrots.
I think the fascinating thing about that second test is not only did they have to learn what those different symbols meant, but the fact that a drawer could open and you have the option of eating something right now or leaving it. I mean, that takes a lot of forethought and planning.
Yes, it does. And for foragers, which is what cuttlefish are, they have to hide and wait for a long time and watch. And then they have this sudden burst of action where they move out of their camouflage position and get their food. So the risk is very high in that moment. So the researchers speculated that delayed gratification may have evolved as a byproduct of that.
Because the ones who wouldn't wait got eaten.
Yes. And so waiting for that higher quality food or maybe more food is more valuable to them because it's a risk.
Yeah, you don't risk your life for like a Skittle. You risk your life for a whole bag of Skittles.
Mm-hmm. And this has led to the next question. Can cuttlefish plan for the future? Is that what they're seeing there? By that, okay, I know I can get more food or a higher quality food by waiting. Does that indicate future planning?
It feels like it. Doesn't it feel like it?
Yeah. So right now, that cuttlefish is definitely smarter than a lot of babies and
toddlers.
Yes. Yeah. So that's cuttlefish.
Wow. An excellent brainstorm.
Thank you.
Well, we're on Facebook and Instagram as Brain Junk Podcast. You can also ask your smart speaker to play us. We are there. If you ask nicely, it will happen. We're also on Twitter as @MyBrainJunk. And Amy and I will catch you next time when we share more of everything you never knew you wanted to know. And I guarantee you will not be bored.